Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 breakdown lesson, and we're going straight into dark side drum and bass territory. Today's goal is super specific. We're building a ragga-cut layer that makes your breakdown feel like it belongs in the same world as the drop. Not just a clean vocal on top of pads. I'm talking chopped syllables, dub throws that bloom into space, tape warp style stutters, and controlled grime that sits behind the Natmos until you decide to let it jump forward for a second and scare everyone. We're doing it with stock devices only, and we're building it in a way that you can actually perform with macros and automation. Alright, open your project, set your breakdown loop, and create a dedicated audio track called Ragga Cut Layer. If you already have Atmos and pads, great. If not, that's fine too. The Ragga Layer can exist on its own while you build it. Step 1. Pick the right source. You want a short, rhythmic phrase. Something like Selecta, Rewind, Come Again, Murder, Champion. It doesn't have to be iconic. It has to be percussive. If the sample has a clear consonant bite at the start of syllables, it's going to chop way better. Drop it on the Ragga Cut Layer track, and turn warp on. Now choose a warp mode based on what you want the listener to feel. If you want clean timing and fewer weird artifacts, go Complex Pro. Keep performance lowish. Somewhere around 0 up to maybe 20, and envelope around 80 to 120. If you want character and bite, switch to tones or texture. Tones with a smaller grain size gives that crunchy, articulate edge. Texture with a larger grain and a bit of flux can turn the vocal into this smeared, haunted thing that still reads as speech but feels corrupted. Next, get the phrase locked to the grid. Don't just trust warp to guess. Place warp markers so the key syllables land where the groove actually lives. And if you're working around 170 to 175 BPM, remember, ragga chops usually feel best when you think in eighths and sixteenths, not constant machine gun hits. Tight cells, with air around them. Once the phrase feels right, consolidate your best 1 to 2 bars. That's your clean source. Now we slice. And you've got two ways. The fastest advanced method is slice to MIDI. Right-click the audio clip, choose slice to new MIDI track, and slice by transients. Ableton will build you a drum rack filled with simpler slices. This is perfect because now you're thinking like a drummer. Each syllable is basically the hit. Make a 2-bar MIDI clip. And here's a pattern starter that works well in breakdowns. Place a few hits that feel like they answer the groove rather than fill it. Try a hit on an offbeat in bar 1, then a hit on a downbeat, then a pickup near the end of the bar. In bar 2, add a tiny 16th note double right before the drop point. Just one. It's a wink that says, something's coming. If you want more classic ragga phrasing, do a manual chop instead. Duplicate the clip and adjust start and end points to isolate syllables like Selecta. It takes longer, but you can make the phrase feel intentional in a way that slicing sometimes doesn't. Either way, you should now have a ragga rhythm that feels embedded in the breakdown groove. And that groove part matters. If it's too perfectly quantized, it can feel pasted on. Quantize less. Nudge more. Make it sit like it came from the same record as your drums. Now we build the dark side effects chain. On the ragga track, start with utility. This is boring, but it's how you keep control. Pull the gain so your peaks are around minus 12 to minus 9 dBFS. You want headroom because we're about to add saturation, echo, reverb, and automation. Width for now at 100%, we'll handle width later. Next, EQ 8, high pass it. And yes, higher than you think. Somewhere around 120 to 200 HC as a starting point. But don't be afraid to go up to 250 if the sample is heavy. Ragga vocals do not need subs, and in dark DNB, low-end clarity is sacred. Then listen for harshness. Alive these samples have an aggressive bite around 2.5 to 4.5K. If it's stabbing your ear, notch it a couple dB with a medium Q. Only add top end if it's genuinely too dull. Don't brighten it just because you can. Bright ragga can accidentally turn the mood happy and start fighting your dark atmos. Now saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive it 3 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. Then trim the output so you're not being fooled by loudness. The goal is density and attitude, not just louder. After that, auto filter. Low pass, 24 dB slope. This is one of the main dark side moves. Set the cutoff somewhere between about 1.5K and 6K, depending on how shadowy you want it. Add a little resonance, not too much. If you want the syllables to poke through slightly, add a small envelope amount so the filter opens just a touch on each hit. Now add redux, but keep it on a leash. Downsample around 1.5 to 4. Bit reduction near 0 to 3. Dry slash wet maybe 8 to 25%. You're aiming for texture and age, not total destruction. If you can't understand the word at all, you went too far unless that's the point for one special moment. Then echo. Sing on. Start with an eighth or quarter note time. Feedback in the 25 to 55 range while you're designing. Filter the echo so it doesn't explode the mix. High pass around 250, low pass around 6 to 8k. Add a little modulation for wobble, and keep an eye on stereo width. Echo can get huge fast. And finally, reverb or hybrid reverb. If you want quick dark spaces, hybrid reverb is perfect. Pick a darker hall. Decay anywhere from 2.5 to 6 seconds for a breakdown. Longer is fine as long as it's controlled. Pre-delay around 15 to 35 milliseconds so the vocal stays readable before the tail washes in. And darken it. Roll off highs above maybe 7 to 9k. Cut lows below 250. At this point, your vocal should feel dirty, filtered, and placed inside a world. Good. Now we do it properly for dub throws, sends and returns. Create return A. Call it dub echo. Put echo on it with quarter note time and a higher feedback, like 50 to 70. Filter it again. HP around 300, LP around 6.5k. Then put saturator after the echo, drive it a couple dB. This is a huge trick. Distorting the tail makes it feel like it's coming from a battered sound system rather than a clean plugin. After that, EQ 8 to tame any whistle in the upper mids. Return B, call it dark verb. Put hybrid reverb on it, decay 4 to 8 seconds. Pre-delay 20 to 40 milliseconds, high cut around 7 to 8k. Then put auto filter after the reverb, low pass 12 dB, cut off maybe 3 to 6k, and add a tiny LFO movement if you want the space to breathe. Now the key technique, automate the sends per chop. Most hits should be fairly dry and low in level. And then one word, or one syllable, gets thrown into the echo or the verb at the end of a phrase. Think of it like punctuation. You're not painting the whole wall with reverb. You're flicking ink at it. Quick coaching note here, treat the ragga layer like a featured texture, not a lead. In dark side breakdowns, the vocal should feel embedded in the space, and then occasionally jump forward for emphasis. A great default is to keep the dry hit quieter, and let the tail be the thing that feels loud. Next, we make it performable. The macro rack. Select your effects and group them into an audio effect rack. Create 8 macros. Macro 1 is cutoff. Map it to your auto filter cutoff, something like 800 HC up to 8K. This is your open the curtain control. Macro 2 is dirt. Map saturator drive and redux dry slash wet to 1 knob. Now you can go from cleanish to corroded. Macro 3 is throw. Map send amount from 0 up to around 35. Macro 4 is abyss. Map send B amount from 0 up to around 45. Macro 5 is duck. Add a compressor after your FX, or put compression on the returns, and sidechain it from your kick or ghost kick. Map the threshold so you can control how much it pumps. This is how you keep the ragga layer from stepping on the groove even in a drumless breakdown. You're basically making it breathe in time. Macro 6 is width. Map utility width, maybe from 60 up to 140. And here's a pro move. Keep the dry ragga mostly mono, like width at 0 to 50, and let the width come from your returns. That way, the words stay centered and stable, but the space around them can swirl wide. Macro 7 is stutter. Add beat repeat. Set interval to 1 bar, grid to a 16th or an 8th. Keep chance at 0 by default, then map chance up to around 35%, or map gate if you want more control. This is not for constant chaos. This is for two moments that make the listener flinch. Macro 8 is pitch drop. If you're using simpler slices, map transpose from 0 down to minus 5 semitones. This is your menace lever. Automate it downward near the pre-drop and it'll feel like the whole room is bending. Now let's talk movement. Here's a solid automation story across an 8-bar breakdown. Bars 1 to 2. Cut off around the middle. Light dirt. Minimal throws. Establish the motif. Bars 3 to 4. Start adding echo throws only on phrase endings. Make the repeats land rhythmically. If a hit is slightly nudged off-grid, the echo can smear the groove. So for throw moments, consider hard quantizing just that one hit or resample the throw and trim it right to the grid. Bars 5 to 6. Increase abyss. Maybe introduce a subtle pitch drop. The space gets deeper, the words get heavier. Bars 7 to 8. Introduce one or two stutter moments, narrow the width right before the drop for tension, then snap the width open on the downbeat. That contrast makes the drop feel bigger without you touching the master. Now mix moves that keep this layer professional. High pass the ragga higher than you think. Again, 150 to 250 is common. Sidechain duck lightly from kick and snare, especially if you've got ghost drums in the breakdown. and control intelligibility with mid-range windows. Instead of boosting the vocal, carve room when it matters. Put a compressor on your pad or Atmos group, sidechain it from the RAG track, and use the sidechain EQ so it reacts mainly around 1.5 to 4K. That way, whenever the key syllable hits, the pads step back slightly in that exact band. The sample becomes readable without getting louder. Also, keep your sends predictable with gain staging. If slice velocities vary a lot, your throw automation will feel inconsistent. In drum rack or simpler, reduce velocity to volume influence or just level the slices by ear. You can also put a glue compressor before the sends doing just 1 to 2 dB of reduction, just to standardize what hits the returns. Before we wrap, a few classic mistakes to avoid. If every hit has huge reverb, your breakdown turns into soup. Throw selectively. If you don't filter, bright RAG samples can wreck the dark mood. If you overdo redux, you'll lose intelligibility and all you'll have is fizz. Keep it blended unless you're doing it as a special effect. And don't ignore mono safety. Keep dry RAG mostly mono, make the returns wide, and do quick mono checks while you're automating. Stereo echo can feel amazing until the whole thing collapses in mono.